The Gemara says true. I'll tell you, Roya Lito V'ein Loi.
Roya Lito means that if the Nizik brings a proof to what he's saying, true, then the Mazik has to pay him. But V'ein Loi, like Rashi says, but if the Nizik cannot bring a proof, then do not make the deed that the Mazik has to pay according to what he says, but rather in such a case, since the Nizik was Moida, that you're Potter, therefore you'll be Potter, it's like you're Moicha, the way Rashi says. So therefore there wouldn't be a Kasha upon Reb Nosson. For the more I've learned, Tanya we learned, I raise the Mishtalim alakotim in agodol or agodim in akotim. It says he does have to pay, like the Mazik says. And the more the toughest, here is talking about the Nizik went ahead and chapped it. If the Nizik grabbed it, then the Nizik has a right to keep it. All right, turn over.
Tanam, we learned like this. Hoy echot tam v'yechot mu'ud. Ha Nizik oy me mu'ud hezik. It was the mu'ud that did the damage. You have to pay me Nizik shalom. As Hagadol, the big one also. V'tam as a cotton, and that your tam, the damage to my small one. V'yamazik, I'm a loy. No, just the opposite. Kiel, the tam as Hagadol. My tam, the damage to your big shawl. Only pay a chatzin as a gun there. Or mu'ud as a cotton. So again, the Mishnah says, I'm a tzuvcher all over raya. Again, holy maisi raya. If the nizik cannot bring a proof, shokun could the yom mazik. Then the nizik collects at least as much as the mazik said. The question again is, v'amai, why? Chitum asurininu. Again, what you're saying, I'm saying the opposite. So it's like you're asking for wheat and I'm agreeing to barley, you should be potter completely. So Mar says again, the Mishnah means to say, Roya Lito, you're supposed to take that much, but V'Einlo, you can't get it. So Rashi speaks out, Roya Lito means, Roya Lito im tofes, if you grab it, then you can take it. V'Einlo, if you don't grab it, you can't take it. Because that's cool, he admits that you're potter. For the more of a time, you learn like this. Hareze Mishtala Lakota Min Amuid Lagodum Min Atam, Mashmi, you do have to pay up, the Nizik does collect. Again, the Gemara says, the toughest. That's talking about if he grabbed it. When he grabbed it, then he has a right to keep it. If he didn't grab it, then that's the locha that you potter. It's called like toy no bechitim, but let me sorry that you potter. The Mishnah says, well, you shneim shalish echo shneim chayovim. If both of them belong to both one man, so the case is where two oxes ran after one ox and one of them did damage, so the Mishnah says, shneim chayovim. Both of the oxes are chayim. The question is why? From our Mishnah, we should have a proof then that Shvorim Tamim. If you have oxen, that's a Tam. Shehazekoi, if you have your two oxen that did damage, so Rosim is their Goiva, Rosim is their Goiva. The Nizik has a right to take his choice, whichever one of the two he has a right to come and collect. And therefore, Ragrashi says, if one gets lost, you have a right to collect your money from the other shore. So Mara says, maybe no. Hochav Mayaski, know what the Mishnah is talking about? The Muadim, that both of them are Muad. Fred Gumara, Iba Muadim, may the Sefer, what does the Sefer say then? Hoyechot Godel Yechot Kotim. Hanizikoyim, the Godel Hezik, Yamazikoyim, Alok Yelah Kotim Hezik. So it says, I'm going to all over Raya. Fred Gumara, what's the Shiloh then? Iba Muadim, if we're talking about that the Muads, the Mazik's two axes were a Muad, so what's the difference? It was the big one that did the damage or was the small one? My nafkol aminei. What's the difference? Which one of the two axes belonging to the mazik did the damage? Soif soif, demei turo miyal yavoyer l'shlumei. What's the difference? A muid always has to pay a nezik sholem, and you pay me aliyah. So if the mazik has two axes, what's the difference? Which one did the damage to your shor? As much of a damage you had, the mazik, the bala shor has to pay. So l'chura, it can't be talking about a muid. So it has to be talking about a tam.
So then the ratio is also talking about a tam. So again, we should have a proof to say that Shvorim, tamim, shezik, was rotsam is their goiva, rotsam is their goiva. So more so like this. Omri, I'll answer you like this. Sefer, betamim, true. The last case of the Mishnah, the Sefer, is talking about betamim. That's what's a shalot, from which one do you have to pay, from the big one or from the small one? But for ratio, when it says shneim chayovim, that's talking about bemuadim, when they're both a muad. So Mar says, no, this also can't be. Omule Ravacho Sabo Ravashi. Ibe Muadim, if we're talking about that they're both Muadim, Chayovim, what do you mean to say, like both of them are Chayiv, Chayiv Gavri Miboyle? Should have said the owner. The Bala Shor has to pay. If the Shor is a Muad, so the Bala Shor has to pay for all the damage that it did. The Pshat is the Gavri is Chayiv, not the Pshat, the Shvorim are Chayovim. Vesu, and secondly, my Shneim, what's the Lashna of both of them? There's nothing to do with the animals. A muad pays min aliyah, the bala shor is chayef to pay. So who the Rashi is also talking about a tam. So Moses says, Elo, really, I'll tell you, li'elon bitamin. It's like a true. Both the Rashi and the Sefer are talking about that these oxes are tamin. is solve Rabbi Akiva. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. The Yoma that says Shutf Ninu, that as soon as the Mazik, the Shor Tam, does damage right away, the Nizda becomes the Shutf in that Shor. Therefore, the time of the Yisnaila Tavayev, it says to tell both of the Zachayev, means that when both of the axes are here, then the Nizda collects Chatinezik from the goof of these two. And the Leimotze Matchla, you can't push him off to say, I pay from someplace else. The two Shvarim are here, then you have to pay. But if both of them are not here, Motzi Omalei, then the Mazik has the right to say, Zil, go ahead, go away. I see Raya, the high Tura Azakhra Vishalm Lecho. Go bring me a proof that this is the axe that did the damage. In other words, we're talking about now again. I have two axes that are Tamim. One of these two did damage to you. We don't know which one. Now, if both of them are here, see, we're going according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Huchlat Hashor, that right away the Nizik light becomes a Shutuf in the Guf of the Shor. See, if both Shvorim are here, so the Mazik can't throw away the Nizik as if to say, we don't know which one did damage, I'm not going to pay you. Both of them are here, so Mamonashach, you owe the money. But the Chiddush is, let's say one of the two Tams got lost, you only have one here, then the Mazik has a right to say to the Nizik, I'm not going to pay you. You can't take the goof of the shore. Because you first come and prove it that this is the one that did the damage, maybe the other one did the damage. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Shneim Chayavim means when both of them are here, then the Mazik has to pay for sure. But if one of them will not be here, then the Mazik will tell the Nizik, you first bring me a proof that this is the shore that did damage to you. If you can't prove it, then I'll be potter. That's the lashon of Motzi Yomalei. Zil, you go away. The Mazik tells the Nizik, you go away. I see Raya, first go bring me a proof to hide Tura Zakho that this is the axe that did damage to you. And then via Shalom Lecho, then I'll pay you. But if you can't bring me a proof, how much in Mechaveri all over Raya? Hadjun Alecha Manich. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Vov, new parish. Mishnah says, Shor Shenogach Arbo V'Chamisha Shvorim. If one axe did damage good four or five other Shvorim, Zeachazeh, one after another. We'll see in the Gemara Pasha, we're talking about that it was a Tam, that this one Shor that did the damage was a Tam throughout all the times. If it gored three times, it should become a Muad. So Rashi says the case is where it didn't gore every single shor it saw. It only becomes a muid if it was nogach one, then it saw a second one, it was nogach, then it saw a third one, it was nogach. Let's say it saw one, it was nogach. Then one it saw and it didn't touch it. So, and then a second, then a third one it saw and it made a negicha. Then a fourth one it saw and didn't touch it. And a fifth one it saw and didn't touch it. And then the sixth or seventh one it gored. So it's possible that it was nogach four or five times, but it did not become a muad. A muad is only if it does it three times straight in a row, or else it could be lishirugin. Every other time, every second time it sees a shor, it does negicha. But if it doesn't have a set pattern, then it does not become a muad. So it's possible that a shor time did damage was nogach four or five different shvarim zeachazeh. So the halacha of the Mishnah says is yishalem liachren shabhem. First you have to pay the chatzinezik to the last one you did damage to. He has the right to get chatzinezik megufay. Now, v'yim yesh by meiser, if there's some more left over from the guf of the shore, then yachzel l'shalafon, if it goes back to the one before. V'yim yesh by meiser, like let's say this shore at time was worth $200, and the last damage was only $100, so it has to pay chatzinezik 50. So there's still $150 left of the shore. So it goes back to the one before. Let's say the one before was also only $50. So there's still $100 left to go back to the one before. That's what Mishnah says. It keeps on going back and back. That v'yim yesh by meiser, if there's more left over, yachzel l'shalafnei fonov. But v'yachron achron niskar, the last one that got damaged, he's the first one to get his pay. He gains on the deal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. That again, if a shor tam does damage to four or five different shvarim, the last nizik, the last one that got hurt, has the right to collect its chatzinezik megufay first, and then the one before, if there's any money left over, and then the ones before. Rabbi Shimon says, Shor Shovel Masayim. If an ox that's worth $200, Shenogach Leshor Shovel Masayim, that did damage to another ox that's also worth $200, V'en HaNevela Klum, and the Nevela of the dead body is not worth a penny, so the locker is, you only have time pays chatzinezik,
So zeh noito mona, zeh noito mona. Each one, like becomes a shutter for you, each one owns $100 in this shore, in this matik. What's going to be now? Chaza v'nogach shor achar. Let's say this matik now, the shor hatam, does damage to a second shore, to somebody else's shore. Again, shovel masayim, also worth $200. So now, ha'achroin noito mona. The last nizik has the right to collect his chatzin nizik, he gets $100 worth of that shore. Now, for Shalafonov, the one before that, Zenoita Chamishim Zuz, Vizenoita Chamishim Zuz. It's like both of them have to split it. So the original owner and the first Nizik both go with $50 apiece, and the last Nizik gets his $100. What's going to be now? Choza Vinogach Shor Acher. Let's say now the Shor does damage to a third Shor. Shova Masayin, the third one is also worth $200. So the Locher is, Reb Meir holds, the Reb Shimon holds, Ha'achroi Noito Mono. The last one takes his Chatzin Nezik. He gets the 100. The Shelefon of the one before him, the second one that got damaged, only gets Chamishim Zuz, gets 50. Hoshneim Horishonim, the first Nizik, and the original owner, they get Dinazov, each get 25. That's where Rabbi Shimon holds. We'll soon see what the Svara of Rabbi Shimon is. But Mashma, the last one collects true as complete Chatzin Nezik. But the ones before are like shutfim, so you all have to pay chip in equally to pay for the chatzinetik. So Gemara says, mas nisin mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? Do like your Rabbi Yishmael or do like Rabbi Akiva? It looks like our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yishmael that says, Yushim Hashor, that the Mazik only owes the money, and not like Rabbi Akiva that says, Huklat Hashor, that the Nizik really is a shutif, owns the Tam. Why not? If it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Yoma that says, Balei Chayvis Ninu, that the Pshat is when your Shor Hatam does damage, the owner has to pay money, it's a Chayv of money you own, not that the Yodamad, not that the Nizik becomes a Shutiv, gets partnership in your Shor in the Tam, but just that the Baal HaShor has to pay money. If so, Hay Achron Achron Nisgar, why do we say the last one gains on the deal? The last one gets paid first. The chura should be Rishon Rishon Niskar Mi Berle. Really, the svara should have been the first ones should get paid first. Because when the Mazik did damage, the first one it did damage to is like he owes him $100. And then when Yeshua does damage with somebody else, so that's the second Baal Chayv. So Pasha, the locher is always the first one should be able to collect first. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how come the first one doesn't have the right to collect his Chayv first? Because he got damaged first. And as soon as the Tam hit him, right away the Baal HaTam owes him the money. See, Luchur is the one that got damaged first. He's the Baal Chayv. He should get paid first. So how come the Mishnah says the last one gets paid first? It should be the first one should get paid first. So therefore the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yishmael. Ik Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Yoma that he holds, to Radishut Fehu, Rabbi Akiva holds that when a short Tam does damage, right away the Nizik becomes like a shutif, owns part of that shore. If so, hayesh by moiser. If there's leftover money after you pay the last one. So what's the law of the Mishnah says?